At the UPS store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
Save big on brunch for mom. All in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Broke people are lazy people. They're procrastinators. Stick to your goals. Don't be in a rush to be like somebody else because you see the fruit publicly. You don't know the rotten apples behind closed doors. I can't stress the importance of developing a clear vision for your financial future. Now you have to act.
Welcome to the table.
Yo, 2024 is a year that we are going to change our finances and start experiencing more wealth than we've ever imagined. And to get there, I've come up with a four-step checklist that will help you achieve it. I call it EARN. E period A period R period EARN. Because every single day we are earning. But before we get into my four-step checklist, I want to give you three main reasons why I think this is important. Why I believe that if you can watch this video today, you will become wealthy in 2024. And it's very, very important to understand why this is very, very important for you to follow the EARN philosophy. Here's number one, is that it's a high level of debt. A lot of us watching right now, we are drowning in debt. We have debt that we're attacking. Listen, according to a recent study, the average American household carries over $8,000 in credit card debt alone. That's the average. But I have friends who I love dearly who has $20,000, $30,000 in credit cards. This indicates a significant reliance on borrowing and highlights, watch this, the urgent need to effective financial management strategies like the EARN checklist to reduce debt and to build wealth substantially. So listen, I've really, really... When I think of this first part, the reason why we have so much debt, what does debt do to us? It blocks us from the capabilities and the possibilities of building wealth. And one thing I've learned over a period of time is that if we are really, really, really going to get out of debt, right, we got to track what we're doing. We got to watch what we're doing. And here's the thing. If you're not tracking what you're managing, you're never going to manage to build wealth. This is why I came up with my tool called the Wealth Builder Tool. You can go to anthonyoneal.com/wealthbuilder and you can get this tool for like 10 bucks. But if you really, 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 really want to build wealth and eliminate your debt so you can start maximizing and building, you got to track what you're managing. You got to track your income. Which leads me to number two of why this is so important for us to really build wealth and follow my EARN checklist here. It's because of low levels of savings. Shockingly, around 40% of Americans would struggle to cover an unexpected $400 expense without borrowing any money or selling possessions, according to a report done by the Federal Reserves. This is truly, truly an alarming statistic to me because it kind of releases the importance of establishing an emergency savings account, which again, you all know me. An emergency savings account is always parked in a high yield savings account. We have to implement sound financial planning techniques, such as outlined in today's checklist. I'm really about to go through. I'm really excited about this, man. I've been working on a lot of things over the last few years. And I'm really happy about what I'm going to be teaching today. But this EARN checklist is going to ensure financial stability and resilience in the face of unforeseen circumstances, right? And then here's number three. Here's number three. Limited retirement, limited investments accounts. Another concern trend is the lack of retirement savings and the lack of investings among individuals, among yourself. As a matter of fact, if you're watching this on YouTube and if you're watching this live, put this in the chat if you're watching live. If you're watching a rerun of this, put this in the comments. Put in the comment section right now if you are fully investing. If you're fully investing, say, I'm fully invested. But if you know you got some room to work on, listen, do me a favor and just put in the comments, I have room to work. Like, I need to work. Because the very first step when it comes to forward movement is acknowledging that you need forward movement. You see, a recent survey conducted by the Employee Benefit Research Institute found that nearly 40% of American workers have less than $25,000 invested for their retirement, and more than one quarter have saved less than, watch this, $1,000. This highlights the pressing need for proactive retirement planning and investment strategies as advocated in today's checklist I'm going through, okay? This is going to secure a comfortable and financial secure retirement future. But before I jump into Earn, I want to thank today's sponsors, Moomoo. You see, Moomoo is an app that they're going to give you 15 free stocks. If you put $1,000 into this app today, they're going to help you invest it. You can get into day trading. They got stocks over there where they can show you, you know, what to do. I'm not really a day trader, but hey, this app right here said, yo, Anthony, we want to partner with you to help your people start investing so they can get some quick money, get some quick returns, and also start investing into their future. So all you got to do, as a matter of fact, just watch this commercial real quick. What's going on, E3 investors? Man, I got a quick question for you. Do you have some extra cash lying around? Before you splurge on those luxury items, I want you to think about this. What it could be if you invest that money and potentially multiply it. Let me introduce you to my friends over at Moomoo, the cutting-edge investing app that's transforming the investment landscape with real-time data, advanced analytics, and user-friendly tools at your fingertips. Moomoo empowers you to make smarter, quicker investment choices. Whether you're a rookie or a pro in the trading arena, Moomoo is crafted to elevate your trading experience. And guess what? Sign up today using my link and they will gift you 15 free stocks. That's right, 15 free stocks just for signing up through anthonyoneal.com/Moomoo. With Moomoo, your trading possibilities are endless. And with commission-free trades, you've even have more reasons to invest wisely. Listen, why wait? I want you to sign up today at anthonyoneal.com/Moomoo and see where your investment can take you. Your future self will thank you. All right, you guys, so listen, I really want you to get these 15 free stocks. Do not be the person that is 67 years old saying, dang, I wish I would have started invested at 20, 30, or 40. I don't care where you are in the season right now. Get this free 15 stocks from my friends over there at Moomoo who is sponsoring today's show. And again, thank you, Moomoo, for being part of this. Now, let's break down exactly what does EARN mean. We have E-A-R-N. And as I am talking about how we're going to build wealth in 2024, my entire channel, which is why if you're not subscribed, if you're not a part of the E3 community, you're missing out. Because this entire community, everything that I teach on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday here on the show, and then on Tuesdays and Thursdays when I'm dropping articles on my website, everything is about helping you increase so that you can have more abundance, you can have more wellness, and you can have more freedom. And so in order for us to have all of that, there has to be a foundation of where we start. In everything that we do in life, there is a foundation of where we start. I don't care if you're making $20,000, $30,000, $100,000, $1 million. There is a foundation that this EARN acronym will help you lay down a solid foundation wherever you are. So let's break this down because we're really focused on building wealth, right? Let's break this thing down. Here's number one, E. I want you to evaluate where you are. I want you to take a stock. I hate that word. I want you to take a picture of where you currently are financially. I want you to write down all of your income, assess your income. I want you to assess your expenses, assess your assets, and assess your liabilities. Anthony, why is this so important? Well, we need to sit back and assess, okay, how much income do I have coming in net? Not gross, net. Okay, I'm making $50,000, but I see $35,000. Okay, cool. I have $35,000 a year working with. Okay, my expenses a month. Okay, wait, why am I even spending money on this? You see, when you take stock of your current financial situation, when you step back and you take a picture, a true raw picture, watch this. I don't want you to put it in an app and color it up. What do I mean? I don't want you to justify why you have this this income. I don't want you to justify why you're spending these on the expenses, and I don't want you to justify your liabilities. No, I want you to put it on paper. Exactly what you have. Child support coming in, alimony coming in, income from my job coming in, income from my side business coming in. Cool, great. I'm spending $300 a month on food. I'm spending $1,000 a month on dating. I'm spending $600 a month on hair. I'm spending $300 a month on my kids' games. I want you to write down all of it. I want you to take a true snapshot of your current financial situation. And here's why. Because if you could understand your financial habits and behaviors, if you could really do that, it would help you to identify areas where you can improve and cut unnecessary expenses. I want you to evaluate your short-term and your long-term financial goals. Determine what you want to achieve and the timeline of when you want to achieve it. I don't know too many millionaires and successful people who do not evaluate where they currently are. I don't know too many people who doesn't evaluate their business. Every quarter, I'm evaluating my business. Every quarter, I'm evaluating my team. Every month, I'm evaluating what they did for this time. Every month, I'm evaluating, okay, wait, what am I spending money on? Every month, I'm evaluating what's the future of myself. Am I on track to meet my financial goals for this year? Every successful person, if you're going to build wealth through 2024, you need to be evaluating every single month improvement in areas you can improve on. So that's the first part of earn, because all of us are earning money every single day. We're earning something every single day, and we have to earn more money to build wealth. So the very first thing is you got to evaluate. You cannot grow something. You cannot manage something that you're not evaluating, that you're not tracking, that you're not watching. You have to. We bring in our cars to get evaluated once or twice a year. We go see our doctors, you know, once or twice a year. Ladies go a little bit more than men. We tend to go once a year. Sometimes, ladies, y'all have different kind of checkups. Why? You're going there to be evaluated to help you prevent something from going bad. Or watch this. You're evaluating your body to hopefully catch something before it gets big. And this is the same thing for building wealth. Hopefully we can evaluate where we are, and it helps us catch something before it got out of hand. It helps us catch a spending habit before it gets out of hand. We're going to evaluate something to prevent something from even coming in and throwing off our money. Which leads me to A, with inside of earn. You got to arrange your vision and your goals. I talk about this every single time I can. I can't stress the importance of developing a clear vision for your financial future. I want you to envision where you want to be financially in the next 1 year, by this time next year, the next 5 years, the next 10 years, and the next 20 years. By this time next year, I want you to set a specific goal. A specific goal, a measurable one, an achievable one, a relevant one, and a time-based one. This is what we call a SMART goal. It's specific, it's measurable, you can measure your success, it's achievable as far as, and if you stick to the system and the strategy, right, it's relevant to you, not relevant to someone else and you're forcing that upon you. No, it's relevant to you and it's time bound. You got a year. You got 1 year. But watch this. Your 1 year goal should feed into your 5 years. So in the next 5 years, no, really what you got to do the next 20 years. You got to start the next 20 years. 20 years from now, I'm going to be 60. 20 years from now, I want to be in a position that I do not have to work at all. I can do this for free. My long-term goal is that I got two or three other young, bright women or men that can come in here and they can take over the Neatness Network. They can be the face of it. I can come in here and help them and just give them wisdom, but they're making millions by inspiring people. That's my goal. But I gotta position myself between now and the next 19 years to hit that goal. So if that's my goal for 20 years, okay, cool, great. I'm going to break that down. Okay, by the 10-year mark, where do I need to be on track to be there for 20 years? By the 10-year mark, where do I need to be in 5 years to be on track to hit the 10-year mark that gets me on track to hit the 20-year mark? Great. In 5 years, what do I need to do every single year to hit the 5-year goal that gets me to the 10-year goal that gets me to my ultimate vision? You see, you got to break down your vision into actionable steps. This is the only way we are going to build wealth this year, is that you have to set clear, actionable steps that you're going to do. I'm going to pay off my debt. I'm going to stop borrowing money. I am going to only have one streaming account. I'm only going to have one streaming music account. I'm only going to go out on one date this month. I'm going to cook more at home. You know what? I'm going to carpool to work. You know what? I'm going to specifically open up the app at Moomoo and invest money into it and start using the power of compound interest. You are going to break your vision down into actionable steps. You are going to align your goals with your values and priorities. This is going to ensure that your financial goals reflect what truly matters to you. What truly matters to Anthony O'Neill is that I want more abundance, I want more wellness, and I want more freedom. And my vision is going to get me there. So when we evaluate this year where we are, we got to make sure that we are setting clear visions, that we are arranging our vision super clearly. Some people like use the word goals. I don't really like use the word goals. So I'm in a vision. I believe vision is just higher and better than goals. But hey, whatever works for you, want to arrange your vision, arrange your goals, you can do whatever you want to do. But I really want to talk about, you know, R now, because this is important. Here, this is important. Once you do E and A, you got to go to R. You got to render your strategy. You got to create a comprehensive or follow a comprehensive financial plan for you. For you. Some of y'all may be on the 7 baby steps. You know, you may be on baby step number 1. Cool, great. If you're following Ramsey Solutions 7 baby steps, you know, the first 3, you do in an order, get a $1,000 emergency fund. Number 2, you're going to pay off your debt using a debt snowball. Number 3, you're going ahead and get a fully funded emergency fund, right? Then you're going to invest. Then you're going to open up a college fund. Then you're going to pay off your home. Then you're going to build wealth. Those are the 7 baby steps. I'm doing stuff a little differently over here. You may be on the D-Free program. You may be on the EYL program. You may be on my program. I don't know. But here's the thing. If you're going to build wealth this year in 2024, you have to create a comprehensive financial plan. You have to outline the steps you need to take to achieve your goals. I'm going to stop right there. So many of us, make sure my clock is on, because I want to make sure I'm hitting this on time. So many of us are following someone else's goals. I tell you what my goal is. My goal is retire by 60 and have, you know, millions in there. My goal is at 45, I can live out of the country for 1 year. Cool, great. That's my goal. My goal should not be your goal. Your goal could be, maybe I just want to pay off my car. Your goal could be, maybe I just want to buy a home. Your goal could be whatever that is. It's your goal. It's your goal. Do not follow someone else's goals, because if you follow someone else's goals, you're outside of the perfect will that God has for your life. Don't do that. Who cares if they're starting a business? If God told you to work at this job, you can build wealth at that job. Be the daggone best employee you can. What's going on, family? Let's talk about something that's been buzzing in the tech world: AI safety and security. How do you feel about the rapid advancements in AI and the potential risk that it brings? Have you heard of the stories about AI being tricked? It's a real concern, but fear not, because there's a real solution: AI Red Teaming. You see, AI Red Teaming is all about stress testing. You see, AI models and deployments to prevent unauthorized access and data leaks. It's about ensuring that your AI can't be tricked into providing information beyond its intended use. And guess what? You don't have to do it alone. My friends over at HackerOne has a community of over 750 active hackers specializing in AI security testing. You see, in a recent engagement, just 18 hackers identified over 100 valid findings in just 2 weeks. That's the power of ethical hackers. Wow. So if you want to ensure the safety and security of your AI deployments, look no further. Head over to HackerOne.com and explore their AI Red Teaming services. With strategic flexibility, rapid deployment, and a hybrid talent strategy, HackerOne has everything you need to safeguard your AI. Don't let AI keep you up at night. Visit HackerOne.com today. And rest easy, knowing that your AI is in safe hands.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Because I'm telling you right now, not everyone can be an entrepreneur. I was late coming into the studio today because my attorney called me with something that was very, very important. And entrepreneurs, we got to deal with that kind of stuff. Employees do not. Y'all still get paid. So listen, what I'm saying is stick to your goals. Don't be in a rush to be like somebody else because you see the fruit publicly. You don't know the rotten apples behind closed doors. You don't know the hell and the drama that you see the goals, you see what they're achieving, but you don't see the hell, the drama, the tears, the long nights, the stressful nights behind closed doors. So you got to outline the steps you need to take to achieve your goals, including saving, investing, and paying off your debt strategies. Like, you have to. What is the strategy that you're using? The reason why people are wealthy, and if you really step back and look at what wealthy people are doing, they are strategy driven. Can I be honest with you? I got to say this correctly, because I think sometimes my words can come off wrong, and then I go viral for saying something that I didn't mean. So I'm trying to say this right. I can say it like this. There are a group of individuals that have the charisma, that have the creativity, they even have the talent. But what's missing from these individuals who are famous, celebrities, when I think about this, like when I think of like big, like African-American pastors who can preach the house down, they got charisma, they can sing, they can hoop, they can holler. They know how to preach and teach the word of God, right? But their church is still small. Their business is still small. Their reach is still small. But they got the charisma. They got the talent. But what's missing from them? They never rendered the strategy. Have you ever seen people? I see this all the time, and I mean no disrespect by this at all. But I go into some churches, and their preaching is not the best. Can I just be real with you? But I'll look around, I'll be like, dang, but they got 5,000 people up in here. It's because the moment I stepped out of the car, they have a strategy on how to win people over from the moment they drive onto the lot. I remember when I first went to one church, I won't say the name of this church, but it was a white church. And as soon as I stepped in, as soon as we drove into the parking lot, they have like music things inside the poles. So as soon as you came on, you felt the presence, like you felt worship music, because they had music coming on the outside. As you're walking to the church service and walking back to your car, I was like, wow, they give you a full experience from the moment you drive on. The moment you get out of your car, you're greeted by a greeter who has a truck, not a truck, a little golf cart, to drive you to the front if you're in the back. So while you're driving to the front of the church, you hear worship music. You're greeted by this beautiful and handsome and charming and nice individual. Soon as you get out the golf cart, there's greeters saying, hey, welcome. You want some coffee? You want some water? Man, welcome to church. Welcome to church. Like, there's a strategy that this pastor has from the time you pull in to the time you pull off of the lot. And the strategy is, how do we win that person over from the very beginning? And what am I saying? The reason why my company is doing so well is not because I'm the smartest financial guy out here. I don't even call myself a financial guru. I'm not a financial guru. I'm just a guy who's made a lot of mistakes with my money. And as I'm learning, I'm teaching. But I'm also getting you connected to the financial experts, like a financial advisor, like a financial accountant, like an attorney who can help you out with that. I'm connecting you to these experts. I'm a student who's just teaching what I've been learning, and I love it. I love it. But there's a strategy to my method, because I know I'm not the smartest. Y'all hear me talk. My grammar is even off sometimes. But there's a strategy, and that's how we've been able to grow. And a part of the strategy when it comes to building wealth in 2024, you got to diversify your income streams. You need to explore ways to increase your earnings through side hustles, investments like Moomoo. I'm going to keep saying that. That's 15 free stocks. I don't know why you're not even taking advantage of this. Or entrepreneurship. And here's the thing too, when it comes to rendering a strategy, when you come up with a strategy, there is going to be a point to where you may have to take some risk, and you have to consider risk management. You got to protect your wealth by having adequate insurance coverage and an emergency fund. Things could happen, especially in his world. But you gotta protect it. And before I go on to the last letter N, strategy is so important. I don't care wherever you are. Watch this. The strategy to go from making $25,000 to $55,000 was one strategy. But I can't take that strategy. I can't render that same strategy from $25,000 to $55,000 to go from $55,000 to $100,000. It took a brand new strategy. Now watch this. To go from $100,000, I think my first one over six figures was right around like $100 to $120. To go from $120 to making seven figures. No. First year, I'm exaggerating. I want to be real here. To go from $125 to $500, that required I wouldn't even say a brand new strategy. It required a strategy with a little bit more muscle in that one. But to go from $500,000 to seven figures, and multiple seven figures, totally different strategy. Watch this. This is why this is so important. I hope you hear me. When I made $55,000, I had to step back and evaluate my financial situation. I hope y'all see what I'm saying here. I had to step back and evaluate, okay, my financial situation. To go from $55,000 to six figures, I had to step back and evaluate my financial situation. When I evaluated my financial situation, I said, all right, cool, great. Then I had to come back and arrange the vision for my current place where I'm at and where I'm trying to go. You see what I'm saying? And then when I arranged the vision, I had to come up with a strategy to get to that vision. And the strategy and the vision is different. Everything is different. I'm earning more money, so my finances are different. And here's one thing that I learned. When I went from $25,000 to $55,000, I'm teaching good right here because you're evaluating your strategy. When I went from $25,000 to $55,000, then when I went from $55,000 to $75,000, here's when I evaluated my finances. Here's what I learned. As my income went up, so did my expenses. Here's what I learned. When I went from making six figures to seven figures, my expenses never went up. On the personal side, my business expenses went up because I hired more people. We just got a brand new studio. I took risk in getting this studio, right? But on the personal side, my expenses never went up. I didn't go buy a bigger house when I went from making, for an example, $2 million to $3.5 million. I didn't go buy a bigger house. I didn't do that. I didn't go buy a brand new car. No. Well, my financial advisor told me, hey, you can go get a truck because we want to write it off. You need it for a tax liability. Cool, great. But after that, man, no. When I got my cars, man, I put paint protection film on it because I knew I was going to be driving these cars for a while. They're paid for. I don't plan on trading these cars until the new body style come out on both of them. And on these particular cars, the body styles last for at least 8 to 10 years. So my thing is I'm keeping these cars for 8 to 10 years. Bare minimum. And if I don't really like the new body style, and 9 times out of 10, I really don't buy the very first version of the new body style. So I'll probably wait until that car gets maybe 2 years old. And then I'll look at evaluate my finances, make sure I can afford to pay for it cash, which I know I probably will for sure by then. But I had to evaluate. My expenses didn't change. My assets did. I have more assets. My liabilities didn't because I didn't add any liabilities on it. Do you see what I'm saying here? So when I evaluated where I was financially, I arranged a clear vision and goals for what I wanted to do to get to the next season of my life and what I'm going to do during this season to get to the next season, right? And then E-A-R. And then when I rendered the strategy to get to it, now watch this. What do you think is next? I want you to think about it. Once you evaluate, once you arrange your vision, and once you come up with a proven strategy, I want you to really think about it. I'm going to pause for 20 seconds. What do you think N stands for? I'm going to give you 20 seconds to really think about that. What does it stand for? Think about it. N. You got the vision. You've already evaluated. You got the strategy now. What do you have to do when you get the strategy? Now you have to act. N stands for now act. I want you to take decisive attention. Start implementing your financial plan immediately, even if it means starting small. You got to stay disciplined and you got to stay committed to the strategy, to the system. Wealthy people are not solely wealthy because they have so much money. They're wealthy because they stay disciplined and they stuck to the strategy. Stick to your plan, even when it's faced with challenges, setbacks, and even when it's not popular. Me and my friend, I don't know if it was, I was on the phone. Who was I on the phone with during that time? Oh, it was my best friend, Steven. We were talking about how, Tim Duncan, to me, will go down in history as one of the best basic basketball players in the world. Never was flashy. Never did any fancy stuff. Never did any fancy dunks. Never won a dunk contest. But he stayed disciplined and he was committed to doing the basics well. And he has rings. And he is wealthy. Is he as famous as a LeBron James? No. But does he have rings? Yes. And I think oftentimes we're looking for that get rich quick scheme. We're looking for a way to get multiple rings, for an example. We're looking for ways to just say, oh, man, I made $1 million overnight. No. You got to act the strategy and win the strategy. Because successful people, wealthy people, if you're going to build wealth in 2024, you have to start acting right now. Prime example, why have you not clicked on Moomoo? Oh, I'm going to check it out tomorrow. I'm going to get it tomorrow. You put things off. Broke people are lazy people. They're procrastinators. When my mentor said, hey, if you really want to expand your business, you need to do this. How? Tell me how so I can act now. Don't wait. Give me the reason. Give me the things that I need so I can act now. One of my friends called me and gave me a great investment opportunity. Out in Dubai, I acted, damn. I'm not waiting. Wealthy people, because we've already evaluated our finances, we've already arranged the vision and the goals of what we want to do with our finances, we've already rendered the strategy and the systems on how we're going to get to the vision, now it's all about acting now. And if you bring something to me that helps me get close to my vision that you've arranged, now it's like, wait, why am I going to procrastinate? No, you're telling me Moomoo's going to be 15 free stocks? To go towards my wealth building, and all I gotta do is open up the app. Man, what's the path? I mean, what's the link? AnthonyO'Neal.com/Moomoo. You're telling me if I invest into this real estate property in about 3 years, it could be double because I'm getting in when no one else is really getting in? Yes. Where do I sign? Where do I send the money? What's the dotted line? You're telling me if I read the word of God and I study the word of God and I study to show myself approved and I live below my means, I'm a giver, I'm a cheerful giver, that God would enlarge my territory. You're trying to tell me if I read this word and I manage and steward my money well, God will help me get a pay raise. God can miraculously pay off one of my debts. Yes, if you act now. But it's not just about acting now, but you also got to monitor and adjust as needed. You have to regularly review your progress, make adjustments to your strategy as necessary, and celebrate your achievements along the way. Along the way. And as I close out today's show, I really want to help you understand this. If you can follow these earned principles, you can take proactive steps to build wealth and achieve financial freedom in 2024 and beyond. Now, this is not like, hey, here's how you budget. No. Here's how put your money into this mutual fund. No. Because I think oftentimes these financial gurus online, these financial influencers, here's how you can make $1 million. Here's how you can flip, you know, $1 million into $10 million. Here's how you can make, you know, $1 million passively and never do nothing. Okay, you can listen to those guys. Me, I'm going to give you the principles, the godly principles that we got to stand on. I would be scared to make $1 million in 24 hours without having a foundation for that $1 million to stand on. I would be scared to have $1 million without a vision. Because if I have $1 million, if I have $500,000, heck, let's bring it down. Let's be real. If I have $50,000 cash in my hand and I've never had that much before and I do not have a vision where I'm going and I never, if I never put together a strategy for that $50,000, what's going to happen? Let's be real. I want you, let's be real. If God gave you $1 million today, I hear the Lord. We're closing. I'm ending the show right here. The reason why you haven't gotten $1 million, the $1 million business, the reason why your business hasn't made $1 million, the reason why you haven't gotten the pay raise that you desire, the reason why you haven't gone from 55,000 to 100,000, 100,000 to $250,000, $250,000 to $5 million to $1 million, is because God doesn't see the foundation that it can stand on. He doesn't trust you because you haven't evaluated where you currently are. You don't even understand rooms of improvement for yourself. You don't even know where you really are financially. You haven't, you know, arranged the vision. You haven't gotten aligned with God on what's the vision for your life. And you haven't rendered the strategy. And so you can't act because you haven't done those things. So I want to encourage you today is to work through those things. Because if you can get that, I promise you, you're going to see wealth this year. The reason why I said how to become wealthy in 2024. Wealth is not only the matter of money. It's also the matter of peace. It's also the matter of joy. Time. And if you can work these earned principles into your life at every season, at every stage of your life, you're just going to become even wealthier because you have a solid foundation to stand on. And I promise you, you'll enjoy it. It's your boy, Anthony O'Neill. Do me a favor. Hit the thumbs up button if you like today's show. Can you join the community? Can you join the family, the E3 family, where we are expanding in abundance, wellness, and freedom? You simply got to hit the subscribe button because we have something special we're announcing next week that our E3 community will be a part of. I'll tell you right now, it's the end of the show. In the month of April, we're giving away $20,000 just to the E3 community. So you got to be a part of it. So hit that subscribe button, whether you're listening on podcasts or you're listening on watching this on YouTube. Hit the subscribe button because I promise you, you're going to want to be a part of it. And please check out my friends over there at Moo Moo. Get you these free 15 stocks. Put $500, $1,000 inside of it. And I promise you, you will thank me later. Actually, you won't thank me later. You'll thank yourself at the age of 60 for investing. All right? It's your boy, Anthony O'Neill. I'm going to see you on the next show. Peace out.
At the UPS store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.